90.5 WICN. And we started the set off with Kat Edmondson, When You Wish Upon a Star, off her latest album, Dreamers Do. And on the phone right now, we have the great Kat Edmondson. Kat, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Joe.
Hi, and thank you for calling in today. And a few things to talk to you about. First of all, a lot of us are really excited. Well, actually, we miss live shows. As a matter of fact, you were coming out here to do the promotion for the Dreamers Do. I was going to see you twice at two different venues, but we haven't been able to go see shows. But you've been doing the Kat Edmondson Show on Sundays, 7 o'clock. Can you talk about why you started that? And thank you for starting it so we can hear some live music.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you. This show has turned out to be the greatest gift to me. When I was on tour at the beginning of last year promoting Dreamers Do, I had a 40-city tour. I made it through 20 cities about, and I was in the Midwest. Heading, you know, east, and everything shut down, and my band and I had to return home. And for about 3 weeks, I was just in a state of shock, like everyone else. And in the meantime, I had invested so much in my album, Dreamers Do. It's a self-release. We recorded it with over 40 musicians. There was so much building into the tour. And to be quite frank, I was looking to break even from my record on the tour. And so here I was at home just staring at a suddenly blank calendar. And I decided that I would go online and perform. But it's funny, when I actually made the decision to do it, I was on my phone speaking into my camera announcing the show, and I found myself in the moment saying, this is going to be a regular thing. It's going to be called the Kat Edmondson Show. Something just arose in me. It was a memory from when I was a child, and I used to perform for the adults in my living room, and I always had this fantasy of having a variety show, and I suddenly saw that this might be a way to do that sort of thing.
Well, I really enjoy watching, you know, just to see you perform. One thing I really like seeing during the show is the live feedback and the dialogue with the listeners. You know, what made you think about doing that?
Well, it's the way everything is set up these days, and not everyone is doing it this way, but the streaming is happening through different social media platforms. The hub where I'm streaming out of is cat.live, but it goes to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. And so there are chat elements on all of those sites, and when people are watching, they can comment in, and I discovered that this would be a great opportunity to converse. I love talking with my fans. Whenever I tour after a show, I'll spend almost as much time talking with my fans after the show as I do performing in the show. And so this was a great opportunity, and in fact, it's allowed me to connect with my fans in such a way that I'm not giving this up. Once live shows happen again and we can go back out on tour, I'm still planning to do the Kat Edmondson Show.
You know what I really like seeing you live too is your stories. My friend Ken, I have to mention Ken, because he turned me on to you, and he actually requests you often on the Jazz Highway. But we were talking just the other day of the stories that you have, you know, like when you did Sparkle and Shine, and you were talking about Fred Astaire and all these great stories. And it's we enjoy seeing these and hearing these stories. So that'd be great to continue on doing that. That's one of the great things to see you.
And one of the cool things is the audience, the viewers, really dictate where the show is going. So I'll have a general idea of things I'm going to present that night, but someone will say something, and then a conversation will ensue, and people will join in, And that will take us somewhere else. Someone will say, do you know this song? And if I do, I'll sing it. And we might just go in a whole other direction. And it's often fun to see where that leads. So it rather feels like we're creating a show together every week. It's cool. It's like a club.
So on our listeners here, how can people listen to you? The show?
The show. You can go to cat.live. We're on our, we'll have our 38th episode coming up. In fact, our next show will be Valentine's Day, February 14th. How convenient that, you know, Valentine's Day fell on the Sunday airing of our show. And again, that's at 7 o'clock Eastern time. And, it's at cat.live. Come join us.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I do want to mention something about the album. I love the Dreamers Do album, as I do all of your albums. But what was the inspiration for that album? Can you give us a little insight on that?
Absolutely. In fact, the whole album was inspired around a song that I had written called Too Late to Dream, which is the central song of the album. And I wrote it in a period of self-doubt, and I was asking the question that so many of us ask at different points, is it too late to dream? Is there some point where my dream and the thing that I've been hoping for in my heart becomes irrelevant or impractical? And so I found myself searching for answers in a very organic way, not knowing that I was making a record. And I started going back to all of the Disney music where I first heard these beautiful encouragements of when you wish upon a star, your dreams will come true, and have faith in your dreams and someday they'll come true. You know, all these beautiful messages that we received when we were kids. And I just started to get really inspired. This was music that I heard early on in my life, and I started hearing ways in which I could reinterpret this music. And it was a wonderful way for me to actually work through my self-doubt.
Well, it's just, it's really a gift. And I'm actually going to play that track when we're done with the interview. But I really want to thank you for calling in today. And I listen on Sundays. I actually watch and listen, use both senses. So I want to thank you for doing it, because there's a lot, like you say, there is a lot of people out there that love music and love live music. And I know that you miss performing, but we miss seeing you. And thank you so much for doing the show.
Oh, thank you. And I look forward to seeing you, you know, when I'm in the area again, and hopefully I can come actually to the station.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
WICN. Thank you so much for having me, Joe.
Thank you again for calling and calling in and sharing. And we'll look forward to seeing you on the Valentine show.
Thank you. See you then.
See you then.